Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Commitment is that you are able to get up and then, you know, what do you know? It works now. This is Free Talk Live.
Hopefully they can hear us, though.
We're one of the most professionally run radio shows on air.
If you're hearing this podcast only a week from now, sorry. Oops.
Or if you're only hearing like the second hour of this, like depending on the station you're listening to. It is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. It is time for your Sunday sermon. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. And in the studio, it's
Nikki
and Richie Rich.
And the telephone number, because we are a live call-in radio talk program.
We should do live tech support and just have them call in and let us know that they can hear us.
Have you turned it off and turned it back on?
Did you unplug it and replug it back in?
Soak it in some rice.
The telephone number, if you need it, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Phones are open. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. We're going to talk about some things because, well, we're a talk radio program and we need stuff to talk about. But you can talk about whatever you want. It doesn't have to be what we're talking about. It's cool if you do, but if you change the subject, whatever's on your mind, this is your chance to get your voice heard on almost a couple hundred radio stations, the internet, some satellite stations. I mean, we're global with that respect. So, yeah, if you want to get your voice heard to a whole bunch of people, 603-283-6160.
It's going to make everyone nervous. They'll be like, I can't talk in front of that many people.
I don't understand that aversion.
Okay.
You're having a phone call. It's like a conference call.
Understood.
You've ever had like a Zoom call where like there's a whole bunch of people on it and you're talking? Guess what? It's just like radio.
But there's some people who can't even like phone in to order a pizza. So there are some.
There
like,
are?
Yeah.
Wow.
Seriously. I dated a guy once.
What did they do before apps existed?
Starved.
Starved. They starved.
You dated a guy once?
Yeah, just one time. But yeah, no, I never dated a guy. I always used to have to be the one to call in for takeout because he just could not form a sentence on the phone with a stranger.
So the dating went beyond that first, like, I can't order my own pizza?
Yeah, it didn't last very long. Okay.
I was going to say, were you always ordering for him?
At restaurants? No.
No? Okay.
Well, no, it didn't go very far, so. But
you remember when Domino's used to have the 30-minute guarantee?
Yeah.
And then, like, somebody, they sued them somehow because somebody got into an accident trying to speed and, like, deliver the pizza on time. So it was 30 minutes where it's free.
Right.
Right? So you would want to, people would literally wait until, like, Saturday night at dinner o'clock, you know, 5, 6 p.m. Like, yep. Okay, I'm going to order now because those bastards will never make
They'll
it
never
here
make
in 30
it.
Minutes.
You got to be like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and give them the wrong address. Or, like, just leave it by the sewer, bro. Then they can't find it. It's free.
The Teen Rage Moolah Nitwit Turtles.
Sure.
That was Mad Magazine's parody.
Oh, okay.
Of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when they came out, because they're like, they're all the rage with the teens, and most of the teens that are raging about them are kind of nitwits, and it's a big money grab, so a bunch of moolah, right? So Teen Rage Moolah Nitwit Turtles is
Got it.
What they, yeah.
I'm still a fan of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What was I going to say? We're going to talk about stuff.
Stuff.
So, I actually, and like, sometimes I see articles and I'm like, it's relevant, but like, oh, we talk so much about this thing or the other thing. But I got two different stories. And, in fact, Nikki had one of the two stories that I had. And so we kind of have this unwritten thing, at least when I'm doing the show, that, like, if more than one host has the same thing, okay, we better talk about it.
Yeah. I think a lot of hosts have that. It seems to me like this is kind of important and relevant.
Yeah.
In some form or fashion.
Especially being we try to bring in diverse stuff, right? You're always trying to be, you know, bring in, like,
the
weird guy. I'm trying to bring in, like, you know, sort of horrific examples of government in action. You know, Nikki, you've been more or less our medical person, you know, giving opinions on, you know, anything going on in, you know, the medical industry, et cetera, and so on. And so, you know, most of the co-hosts and hosts sort of have their own niches and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Keep it interesting. But apparently in more than one place, not just the United States, but the United States as well as Greece, fines for the unvaccinated have begun.
Dun, dun, dun.
They're starting to make you pay money if you haven't done a thing.
So you brought this up, and I went, that doesn't seem new to me, because companies were already doing that here.
Right.
This
is governments.
Right, so that changes things.
Doing it now.
But there were companies here within the last couple of weeks going, like, well, if you're unvaccinated, you're getting fined. Like, we're going to deduct from your paycheck, like, $130 a week or something to that effect for being unvaccinated, because that's to cover the cost of the testing.
Or I've heard of, like, insurance companies doing the same thing.
Sure. But now it's the state.
So Nevada, this is from the epictimes.com. Nevada becomes first state to impose surcharge on unvaccinated workers.
Oh, is that what they're calling it? Just surcharge?
Yeah.
Just add a line item to your bill?
And, I mean, this is so disturbing in so many ways. First of all, there's something called precedent, right? Not president, but precedent. Right? This sets a horrible precedent for really anybody. At first it was the medical insurance thing, right? Where for the first time, if you didn't have insurance and you didn't sign up for what's commonly referred to as Obamacare, this is the government's, you know, way to get around that kind of thing.
Affordable Health Care Act.
Yeah, the aha! Right? That they would, you know, fine you in some way, shape, or form. And that was...
It's like $1,200.
Pretty right? Disturbing that here's precedent for government fining you for not doing a thing, for not purchasing a product or service.
That's the weird part, right? They're forcing you into business with a company you may not want to do business with.
Right. Now, states have done this already with, like, except for New Hampshire.
Car insurance.
Car insurance. Yep. Where it's required by law for you to have a drug, blah, blah. In New Hampshire, it's not required by law for you to have insurance on your car. It is, however, a good idea.
Maybe. Because I was shopping around, and then, you know, free staters go like, why would you enter into that scam? You know, it's all state-run insurance. Like, I don't want to argue. Just someone point me in a different direction.
Well, for me, it's just about laziness, right?
Okay.
If I get into any kind of an accident, I don't want to have to be the guy going around finding, like, the lawyer and citing this, you know, and working with the other insurance. You know, I want somebody else to take care of it for me.
Understood.
Right? So I'm willing to pay this fee. However, I did find out, because I'm a recent mover in the last, you know, 3 years or so, 2.5 years I think I've been here.
You learned that from your wrist?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Look at my wrist. Oh, yeah, 2.5 years ago. that if you live here and you let the people, your insurance, you let them know that it's not required, your rate goes down.
Really?
It did for me.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, it's not required, because, like, they tried doing this, like, I don't know if they're salespeople. I think they are salespeople.
No, they're definitely salespeople.
And they're like, oh, well, we'll just give you the minimum requirements for your state.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, can you tell me what those are? And they're like, oh, well, it's this and that, and it's this for, you know, bodily dismemberment, and it's this for blah, 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 and it's this for the other thing. And you probably want roadside assistance, don't you? Right.
Yeah.
And they're doing all these salesy questions, right?
Right.
And I was like, well, I do want roadside assistance, but did you know? Right.
Yeah.
I'm being polite, right? I'm being nice and conversational with the person. Like, did you know that New Hampshire doesn't actually require me to have auto insurance?
Right.
And they were like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, yeah, look it up.
Yeah.
And like, well, hang on. And they went, and I heard some clicking on their keyboard, and they, you know, obviously searched out. Like, whoa.
I ran into that too, because they were like, so you want just the minimum required by state law? I'm like, well, I've already got that.
Yeah, that like would be nothing.
I've got nothing already. Thank you. I just want whatever the minimum you have available is.
Right. So is New Hampshire the only state that doesn't require drivers to have insurance?
To my knowledge, yes.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Or to wear a seatbelt.
Yeah. Okay. And people all the time will, when I post something like that on the social media or whatever, they'll argue all the time. Like, you mean you have people just driving around without seatbelts all the time? No. Everybody, for the most part, still wears their freaking seatbelt because it's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's just that there's no force necessary to make them do so, and I don't have to look over my shoulder if I accidentally leave the gas station without putting it on before I pull into the roadway. That's the only difference.
Yep.
Good ideas do not require force. 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about people being fined for...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Steph.
The weed eater tractor pull.
To go to like a demolition derby.
The lawn mowing funny car.
Or mud bog. Or those things. The monster trucks are coming.
Monster truck Sunday. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live in case you're wondering who these babbling fools are.
Just the captain.
Well, you're one of the babbling fools.
Not babbling. Might be fool.
One would say you can babble. That babble right there. You can babble, thus you are a babbling fool.
Okay, fair enough.
In the studio, it is myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We are the three babbling fools of the evening. Unless, of course...
Now he roped you into it, Nikki.
Aw, come on.
That's right. Unless, of course, you would like to be a babbling fool, you can call 603... Call me now, like Miss Cleo, 603-283-6160.
And Captain will predict the future.
I will predict the future.
Well, we kind of already have.
I mean, I kind of do that on a daily basis, right? I predict that the price of Bitcoin will once again exceed $60,000 soon.
Bitcoin is dead.
Again?
Again.
How many times has it died now? It's got more lives than cats, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Cats, man. I don't know where I'm going with that. What were we talking about?
Bitcoin.
No, before that. Before the break.
Babbling?
Oh, yeah. Fining people for not being vaccinated.
Fiduciary penalties.
He said douche. This from the Epoch Times. Nevada on Thursday became the first U.S. state to impose a surcharge on workers who have not gotten the COVID-19 vaccine, though the penalty doesn't take effect until the middle of next year. All but two members of the state's Public Employees Benefit Program Board, the PEBP. I hate acronyms that you can't pronounce. They're okay. Lame. Leave it to the government to make acronyms you can't pronounce.
No, they're the worst. They've like retrofit acronyms to make it sound better.
Right. So with their bills and laws. Except in this case, PEBP. Yeah. Speaking of babbling. They voted in a meeting to approve the surcharge of $55 per month on unvaccinated workers. But wait, there's more. Now how much would you pay? The approved proposal also stipulates a surcharge of $175 per month for workers' spouses, partners, and dependents 18 and older.
Who aren't vaccinated or if the...
Who are not vaccinated.
Okay.
That could be adjusted down the road, supposedly, according to the agreement. So
we're hoping that this will cause government employees to like walk off the job and get real jobs in the private sector.
That'd be great.
Right, screw you guys, I'm going to the private sector.
Yeah. So if you aren't vaccinated, they're going to start charging you $55 a month. If your wife or your husband...
Spouse
of any variety, is also unvaccinated, then it's an additional $175.
What if you're vaccinated and your spouse is unvaccinated?
Then you still have to pay the $175.
I believe
you wouldn't have to pay the original $55.
It sounds that way. I don't have the actual agreement in front of me, and rarely when government imposes these things have they thought through all of the questions that Richie Rich is asking with, well, what if this and what if all those.
It's a legitimate question.
It is a legit question. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that, like... Governments don't think like that,
okay.
Rich.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate the questions. The surcharges will go into effect on July 1st, 2022. They'll help offset the costs of COVID-19 testing, Laura Rich, Executive Officer of the Board, said.
So it's going to be a line item on your paycheck then, right? They're going to take out, I guess it's Nevada, so there's probably an income tax there. So income tax, federal tax, Social Security, and then COVID tax, and then it's just, boom, you just have another deduction on your paycheck. No one really sees it, no one cares, and it just becomes a permanent part of...
If they do it in a way where, like, they're using the state tax mechanism, because this isn't a federal thing, this is a state thing.
Understood. But on your, if you get a state paycheck, right, like if you get a normal paycheck from where you work, there's a whole bunch of deductions.
Right.
Right, and federal tax for everybody, almost everybody, and then state tax if your state has it.
Right.
Then you got to pay your Social Security. Right, your medical, Medicare, whatever, and then it's boom. They just put another line item in there, and they hide it away in those deductions, where you just have less of a paycheck, and no one really cares.
Here's what I don't get: the vaccine companies, the folks who are making these, I don't even like calling them vaccines, but whatever they are, these...
Experimental mRNA gene therapy?
Drugs, yes, that some folks are required to get, apparently. These companies are making almost $100 billion, right? I've read $93 billion plus.
Don't worry, it's going up every single second of every single day.
So I don't understand why they're not using, you know, some of that $93 billion that they're making to help offset the cost of COVID-19 testing.
Well, okay. And I'm going to be fair then, right, it is not the company's responsibility. Like, if you want to say, like, private company, even though they get state payouts, we can have the argument later. But it's not their responsibility to offset individual costs either. Like, their job is to make money for shareholders.
Right, but these are state employees.
Okay. So why would the company be responsible for offsetting state mandates for state employees?
Because they're the ones who are... I mean, if I want to go get a COVID vaccine of any flavor,
yeah,
doesn't cost me a dime.
Okay.
How are these companies making $93 billion, $100 billion?
Okay.
Where does that money come from? Comes from the state.
Okay.
Or the government, whether it's probably federal, I'm sure.
Okay.
Right. So you would think that the company providing the shots would foot the bill for the testing.
Because they're already getting it from the state in kickbacks.
But the point of getting the shot is you don't have to get tested. Allegedly, this is what they're trying to say.
I guess. But it's still dumb. Testing costs through September were estimated at $3.3 million, a paltry sum compared to $93 or $100 billion. The board did not recognize or did not analyze the cost of COVID-19 hospitalizations for the proposal because that would have made the surcharge for spouses and dependents significantly higher. Oh, look at how kind they are. Oh, they didn't include hospitalizations, and so they kept the cost low for you.
Well,
what a load of BS.
Wait for your socialized medicine and single-payer health plan, right? Then if you want to get treated at the hospital, you'll have to be one of the vaccinated or whatever.
State rules bar making the surcharge on workers any higher. Nevada's Department of Labor last month released guidance saying the surcharges were legal. And Rich compared them to surcharges on smokers imposed by plans in the past.
Is that a thing?
Maybe in Nevada.
I thought you were just supposed to say no when your doctor asked if you smoked, and that's how you get around that.
No.
Lie to a medical professional?
Yeah, no, for
I
sure.
Don't smoke at all, doc. Yeah.
I just carry cigarettes around to barter with people.
I just tell the doctor I don't smoke, I smolder. 603-283-6160. Do you live in Nevada? Do you work for the Nevada government? Are you unvaccinated? Get ready to get your wallet lifted. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An American statesman has passed away.
Well, I leave you all tonight with a full heart and a fervent prayer that we'll meet again.
A family statement saying that former Kansas City Senator and Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole has died at 98, passing away in his sleep early on Sunday morning. Dole had been in declining health for a number of years. He'd been battling stage 4 lung cancer. Dole resigned his position in the U.S. Senate back in 1996 to run for the White House, but lost to Bill Clinton in 96. Despite his many health problems, he stayed good-natured till the end, saying in one of his last interviews,
"I want to thank all those who have said such kind words about me. They're probably not true, but they were nice."
Again, former Senator Bob Dole was 98. This is USA Radio News. Was it an accident or foul play? As a man is dead after falling out of a window at a Long Island, New York hotel where he was an employee. Authorities say it happened at about 7:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Hyatt Regency in Hop Hog, Long Island. ABC 7 in New York reports the 41-year-old man was working at the hotel when he fell from an upper-floor window and landed on the ground. The Holbrook resident was taken to Stony Brook University Hospital, pronounced dead. What caused him to fall, not yet known, but Suffolk County police say their homicide detectives are on the investigation. The director of the CDC is putting thumbs down at the idea of a federal mask mandate. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Dr. Rochelle Walensky says,
"I would rather see people get vaccinated, boosted, and follow our recommendations."
Though she says she does expect to see mask mandates remain for a while at the local level as variants are surging across the nation. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Well, yes, it is the Southern version of Free Talk Live.
Yeehaw!
Our telephone number is 603-283-6160 if y'all want to join us. Here in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nikki, who's not going to attempt a Southern accent.
Rich E. Rich.
Who's also not attempting a Southern accent. A smart move by the both of you. I probably also should not have attempted it, but sometimes I just feel like I need to do the Southern accent.
I feel like you should auctioneer the phone number.
603-283-6160 is the phone number. The phones are open. Call in now.
They don't call it Sunday Funday for nothing.
No,
are we going to just wait for them to call? Is that what we're doing?
Copy here. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. For those of you not paying attention, Bitcoin is currently on sale. Happy holidays, everybody.
I feel like there's a Bitcoin Black Friday sale like every year.
It seems that way, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, get your Black Friday Bitcoin deal because it's 20% savings right now.
Except it's sort of after Black Friday this time.
Cyber Week.
It was like Cyber Tuesday or something.
Okay, whatever.
Crypto Tuesday or whatever you want to call it, right? Wasn't it Tuesday, I think, when the dip kicked in?
Buy the dip. And then buy the dip again. Yeah. And then buy the dip again.
What kind of dip? What were you talking about? Like queso?
I'm going to go with
French onion.
Yeah.
Clam dip.
Oh, yeah. God. What is that? No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
No?
It's a no for me, Doug.
All right, whatever.
Doug?
Doug.
Dog.
Oh, dog.
That's how New Englanders pronounce it.
Doug?
Whatever.
In the South, they pronounce it D-A-W-G. Dog.
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 Dog. Right. We were talking about this article from the Epoch Times where apparently in Nevada. They are beginning to fine people who are unvaccinated, particularly if you are a state employee.
It's not a fine, it's a surcharge.
It's a fee, it's a punishment,
okay.
That's for sure.
Definitely that.
Public comments during the meeting that was held about this, and those submitting written statements spoke out against the proposal before the vote. I believe that the proposed surcharge is inappropriate and excessive, Eileen Cresselius, one member of the public, said in a statement. She noted that many people enjoy natural immunity or the protection one gets after having recovered from COVID-19. That would be me in this circumstance. If I worked for the state, I already had it. I got over it. I'm fine. I didn't seek any treatment. There's no reason for me to put anything in my body that resembles any kind of medication. I'm done. I got over it.
Well, then you pay the surcharge for the good of the community. Consider the donation.
Kevin. No. I don't think I will. Shanna Cobb Adams. Oh, because people are dumb. I don't hate people. I just hate people. You know, the general, you know. Nobody is more dumb than all of the people trying to act in unison on any one given thing.
I thought Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, like, put that to the test, and it was pretty accurate.
In being correct?
Yeah. Like, one of the lifelines was like, we're going to poll the audience.
The audience right? was like, always wrong.
No, they were mostly correct. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know about that. Shanna Cobb Adams said she already pays $255.06 a month. The new surcharges would increase that by 90%. She expressed concern about her 18-year-old son getting a vaccine when studies show that young males are at elevated risk of developing heart inflammation after getting a vaccine, while COVID-19 poses little risk to healthy youth without serious underlying health conditions.
So again, hopefully this just dissuades people from getting state jobs.
I hope so.
Right? Like, oh my God, my 18-year-old son is going to have to get the jab if he works for the state. Just find a private sector employer that doesn't require that nonsense, and you're golden. Then all your classmates will die, and you'll be fine.
There is some talk, whenever governments start talking about the economy, particularly, like, recently they're talking about the debt ceiling again.
Again.
And of course, they're going to raise it, because they can't do anything except do that. There's no other choice. They can't, like, well, no, we're not going to, and then the economy tanks, and they can't inflate anymore. And,
inflation is good.
Yeah.
That's the new line.
But nothing would give me more pleasure than to see a mass walk off of government jobs. Like, even if they don't, like, you know, quit for the long term, right?
Okay.
How about everybody just go on a general strike? If you work for the government in any capacity, whether you're a contractor or a direct employee, how about, you know, pick a week and just don't go to work?
I would like to see that permanent.
I would love to see the repercussions. I would love to see the politicians scream. Scream? Squirm?
Squirm?
Scream?
Whatever.
I don't know what a squeam is.
We're new, so it doesn't matter.
Screaming and squirming at the same time. There we go. I've invented a new portmanteau. It's screaming and squirming. It's called Squeam.
I feel like it should be a Nickelodeon squishy toy.
I feel like I need to have the little bouncy ball over across the bottom of the screen. Make a song about it.
Squeam, squeam.
New from Blammo. Another commenter noted that Governor Steve Sisolak, a Democrat, is the one who's forcing workers to get tested weekly if they don't get a vaccine. Quote, the unvaccinated should not have to foot the bill for the agency's unjust decisions, she wrote.
So what about all of the vaccinated workers that can still get and spread COVID-19? Do they not need to be tested anymore? Just the unvaccinated people?
They've complied. So no.
So
you got the vax. You are in compliance. You do not need to be tested.
So it has nothing to do with safety. Health and safety.
Nope.
It never did.
At all.
Wake up call. It never did.
Yes. How dare you point out such astute observations, Nikki? What do you think this is? Some sort of national radio talk show?
She's shy all of a sudden.
Don't make me pull this radio station over. You kids behave yourselves.
I will turn this station around.
I will turn this station around. Some members also voiced opposition to the proposal, and two voted against it. Ooh. Several state residents did support the measure, including one who said, "The anti-vaxxers should pay for their choice since their freedom is not free."
Okay.
Wait.
Freedom ain't free.
Actually, it is. You just sort of declare yourself free, and then everybody else is a tyrant who forces you to do things against your will.
Right. So
that's what it feels like.
So it was, the other quote is, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. So there is a cost for freedom, and it is eternal vigilance.
Like, yeah, you must, but it's not $175 a month.
You're right.
To the state of Nevada.
And eternal vigilance versus $175, you know, it's... Let's weigh out the costs and benefits of that, man. I'm sure most people are like, I'll just pay the $175 because eternal vigilance sounds difficult.
It just sounds way cooler, though.
It certainly does.
Way cooler.
You know,
all the cool people like eternal vigilance.
It's like you're playing D&D, like, oh, I rolled a 12, and oh, eternal vigilance.
Nerds.
SysElect Policy Director Duane Young said the pandemic has been shouldered on the burden of everyone, and now this particular burden, the testing, should be shouldered on the burden of those who refuse to be vaccinated. Some companies have imposed surcharges, but no states have done so before Thursday.
That lady sounds so fun at parties.
Why don't they just charge for the testing, and then the people who aren't vaxxed just have to pay the cost of the testing?
And it's funny because
the testing for free.
Getting, just like how getting your vaccine is free, getting tested is free, too.
Yeah.
Like, who has paid for a COVID test?
Everybody.
You know, it's just...
I haven't.
Well, not
directly. Well, it's been
directly.
Stolen from you, yeah. Secretly.
603-283-6160. Have you been getting COVID tests, and have you paid for them?
I've gotten one nasal swab.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Rich.
We, here at Free Talk Live, are raising funds for Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and they use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered $400 million plus to over a million people. Research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of very important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. In addition, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away to choose for them. Isn't this what you would prefer? Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to families in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. Free Talk Live is matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, head over to give.freetalklive.com. and help these areas plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help families in Kenya. Give.freetalklive.com.
They're just going to buy drugs.
Drugs!
Drugs!
I've been giving to a couple of different charities. When I was in Seattle, they would every year do a charity event for all of the musicians. Nice. Most of them unsigned, but it was kind of like a who's who in the music industry as far as musicians are concerned. It's called the Porn Jam. And, of course, last year they didn't do one because of obvious reasons. Everything was closed down. You know, we could open. This year they decided not to do one for reasons. I don't know. Seattle. You know,
reasons.
Like, we're scared of Omicron or something. I don't know. So they didn't do one. And so I'm redirecting the money that I would normally give to the charities that benefits to give.freetalklive.com.
Nice.
To this
awesome.
Kind of thing. So. Yeah, it's the most I can do in this particular situation. But I really like that Free Talk Live is sort of putting their money where their mouth is. We talk all the time here about freedom and prosperity and individuality and cutting through the red tape of governments to, directly affect your situation or somebody's situation. Yep. And charities, as far as I'm concerned, are the best way for you to do that, especially if they're direct and they're not government-sponsored or government-controlled in any way, shape, or form.
Which is difficult to find in a lot of places. Charities that aren't getting some funds through government subsidies,
right,
or don't have a lot of overhead.
And even like nonprofits generally aren't truly nonprofits. You'll have like a nonprofit organization and the president of the company is making like millions of dollars. It's like, okay, so is that what I'm paying for?
I remember finding that out about UNICEF.
Yep.
I used to, when I'd go trick-or-treating as a kid, folks would send me along with a little UNICEF box to collect money for that, right? And then we'd turn that into the church.
Yep.
And then the church would send a check or whatever. I don't know how it worked. But UNICEF would get this money. And then come to find out that, if I, as a, 8-year-old kid collected $50 or something, that's roughly $2 actually went to help the kids, and the rest of it went to the infrastructure, the paying the salaries of the people they had to employ, insurance, bureaucracy, et cetera, and so on. So I much prefer a direct approach, or at least as direct as you can possibly get. So
yep.
We had been talking about Nevada being the first state to impose fines, monetary fines, for unvaccinated workers. And interestingly enough, it's not just Nevada. There is another place that is doing a very similar thing, but instead of to state workers, they're doing it to people over 60. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But first, let's go to Robert in South Carolina, who's calling. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. You were talking about fines. I studied law in Germany under Professor Dr. Knut Amelow, and he said that the most important thing is, first of all, keep your eye on the big picture. Secondly, the big picture, our biggest problems were actually caused by the People's Republic of China, who brought this problem upon us. And he's always said that you should think about the Knackpunkt, in other words, the cause of the problem. Well, the cause of the problem was gross negligence by the People's Republic of China. And there are ways to collect on that, on the $30 trillion that they owe at least ourselves and the rest of the world.
You're saying that somehow China should be fined for all this?
Of course.
Huh. How would that work?
Well, there's an international court at The Hague, and only governments are allowed to sue each other there, as far as I remember. I studied 16 and a half years ago. That may have changed in the meantime. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's where you would take it to court. You would get it. You would bring an invoice. That would be a pro forma invoice. And first of all, you would bill them. You would send a bill, a pro forma bill, to the People's Republic of China and see how they react. If they react pleasantly and say, okay, you're right, we owe you some money, but we don't happen to have that much available, what would you like to do?
They might have to sell off all of their American real estate.
Well, they may have other plans, but we would see what they have to say, first of all, with this pro forma Rechnung. Rechnung is a word in German and English. It's an invoice.
What if they said, no, screw this?
Well,
then war.
There are collection services.
Should we send the mob after them?
Send the Italians to go collect the Chinese money.
Yeah, well, I'm the great-great-grandson of the Roman senator Ficocella, and they moved to Naples after the fall of the Roman after 1861 when Rome came to an end, and they're brilliant people when it comes to all of these kinds of matters. They after all, they had an empire that lasted for 1,960 years, and they know a little bit about how to manage things. They could give us some advice. There are other people who also know how to manage things. And the International Court in The Hague is in Europe, and that's where the forum would be. But we should start taking action piece by piece, slowly but surely, and eventually we'll reach some kind of a conclusion, I would say.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Robert. We appreciate that.
Would that destroy the Chinese economy?
I don't know.
Hopefully.
Would you no longer be able to get your cheap Chinese goods?
Well, I think Robert should go to Nevada and have a conversation with these people.
Okay.
Be like, hey, you guys don't need to impose this fine on your state workers.
But
you should impose it on China.
Send a bill to China.
Send a bill in China.
But how are we going to blackmail them into getting vaccinated?
Oh, you mean there's a bigger, a larger picture? Oh, a bigger
point.
The big
picture. Oh, there it is.
There it is. Ding. All right. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries. Is it the holiday season?
Yes.
It is.
Sure is.
That means I have to work on uploading a couple of COVID carols.
Some new ones?
Well, so I wrote...
Did you write new ones?
I think we're due for a new one.
He said doofer.
Doofer? Doofin' smirch.
So last year, Ian challenged me to write some COVID Christmas carols because I am a parody artist, and I did so. However, I only recorded one of them and put that up on my website over at lordkickass.com. It's also, it just redirects to my Bandcamp site, so if you search for the Kickass Parody Project at Bandcamp, you should get there as well.
I remember participating in a COVID Carol sing-along.
Yes. And so I have recorded and, you know, mixed and mastered the other two for this year, and so those will be released sometime soon, no later than Christmas.
Okay.
So it happens that Christmas is on a Sunday. I believe the 25th is a Sunday. This year?
I was told it was a Saturday.
Oh, I better check my calendar.
It could be one of those odd years where your birthday doesn't show up on the same day as last
Saturday.
Year.
It's a, so either way, I'm doing the show if it's Saturday or Sunday. So I'll be on, you know, whatever day that is, and I will have it up. And it will be zero cost to anybody listening to Free Talk Live. If that's how you found out about it. It will be $0 for you to listen and download.
Should I add these songs to the Christmas playlist for my family Christmas party?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't see why not. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
They liked the last one.
Nice.
Some of them did.
So I have digressed. I would like to come on back. I would like to gress now.
Gress?
Digress, I mean, if you regress and digress, gress should be a thing, right?
Okay.
I don't know what gress means, but we had previously talked about Nevada imposing fines on state workers.
Previously on
Free Talk Live. Nevada had imposed fines on state workers for being unvaccinated to the tune of between $55 and $175 a month. Well, it turns out there's another place, it's not in the United States, that's doing something similar.
Doesn't matter then. Who cares?
Except it's on unvaccinated people over age 60. And we'll tell you more about that here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the phone number.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.